Of all the things that I've done, this has always been number one, baseball. The commercials, the films, the television series. I could never wait for everything to get over to get back to baseball. I still, and this is not sour grapes by any means, still think I should have gone in as a player. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There it is, boys.
The proof is in the pudding. And to all of you baseball fans around America and any place else, for your letters, your thoughts, your kindness for all of these years. It's been a great run, but number one has always been baseball for me. No matter what else I ever did, baseball was the only way I wanted to go. I thank you very much for your attention today. Thank you for having me, and congratulations to everybody here. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
The arm is back. Here he comes. 1-2.
Swing and a miss! Goodbye, Detroit! Hello, New York! Hi, Raleigh Fingers! What a job! He is being mobbed by his teammates as the Brewers have come from behind today to beat Detroit by a score of 2-1. Oh, what a victory today for this Milwaukee Brewer Ball Club. And Milwaukee will face New York for the American League Eastern Division Championship.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. The stretch. Jackson leads the pitch. Is hit over Cooper's head to right, a base hit. Here is Reggie turning second, trying for third. Moore's going to have a play on him. The throw in time to get Jackson. Oh, what a throw by Moore. Oh, what a throw by Charlie Moore. He was right on line to Molitor, and Molly was waiting for Jackson when he got there. I want to tell you, folks, nobody in this league has played better in right field than Charlie Moore has this year.
Gantner, there he goes, the pitch, a swing and a fly ball, right field and deep. Get up, and get out of here. Gone for Swain, and they've done it again. 12 in a row on a two-run blast by Swain to win it. Oh, my goodness. Holy cow, do you believe it?
Back in against Mesa, who is working from the windup. The 0-1 pitch. Swings, and there it is! A base hit in the right center. He's done it. 3,000 for Robin.
Domet Sutcher. He's down. Swinging a drive. Right center and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for Fielder. He just hit a walk-off, and this one is over. Oh, what a shot by Fielder. Look out. Here he comes.
Is going bonkers. All right, here we go with Ryan Braun. The pitch to him. Swing and a drive. Left center and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for Ryan Braun. And they've got the lead. everybody in this place is standing. 45,299 Sabathia sets. Here it is. Swing and a bouncer. Double play ball. JJ, second. Relay. The season on the line, on 3 days rest, stops the Chicago Cubs. Eighth inning. What a piece. 3-1 to Ryan Braun. Braun pumping that bat. Now waits. Morgan, a smash up the middle. Base hit to center. Here comes Gomez. Around third. A throw and the Brewers win. The Brewers are moving on a base hit by Niger Morgan. He's being mobbed. Wow, what a scene. Niger Morgan, who has delivered so many times this year, delivers a base hit to center field to score Carlos Gomez, and the Brewers have beaten Arizona. What a scene out here.
Left-handed batting Joey Votto. Top out. Here's the pitch to Votto, swinging a fly ball, hit to center and deep. Gomez at the wall and leaped. Hey, he's got it! And this game is over. Carlos Gomez up over the top of the wall again to take another extra base hit away. Another leaping grab on a ball that was out of the ballpark. Joey Votto can't believe it. He went back to the wall and timed his leap perfectly, as he did the other day against Marlon Byrd, brought one back in the ballpark, and does it again here tonight.
Nuno deals. This one is hit in the air to right center. Deep. Way back. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for Maldonado. He just hit a walk-off out of here. And this one is over.
against Vidal Nuno, and the Brewers in 17 innings in the 17th. How about Martin Maldonado?
Knebel trying to save number 30. He's ready. Here it is. Swinging and a fly ball in the center. Back, warning track, leaping, and he got it! Keon Broxton just brought one back in the ballpark. Randall Grichuk hit one to dead center. Broxton drifting back to the wall. Timed his leap perfectly and brought it back in here. What a play to end this game. Nothing new for Broxton, but what a play. Keon Broxton again. That one was out of here. He reached over the top and brought it back in here for the third and final out in this game. Wow. It's 2-2 now. Dominic Leon. All set to work. Here it is. Yelich sends one to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Yelich. He has tied the game with a booming home run into right center field. No doubt about that one. And the Brewers have tied the game with a Christian Yelich home run. It's his first of the year, and a no doubt about that one. He got it all. Tied up 4-4, base hit number 11 in the game for the Crew, and here's Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun sends it to left center and deep. Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Ryan Braun! He just hit a walk-off out of here! And the Brewers have come from behind to beat the Cardinals back-to-back home runs with two outs in the ninth inning. Ryan Braun wins it with a walk-off. Yelich tied it, and Braun does it, and the Brewers come from behind to beat St. Louis. 5-4 Brewers on back-to-back home runs with two outs in the ninth inning. 1-2 on Rizzo. Everybody on their feet here. Hader ready again. Here it is. Swinging fly ball in the right center. Broxton is there, and they're the champions. They have done it. Celebrating at Wrigley Field. They are the champions. They're one out away from taking the home opener. 5-4 Brewers in the ninth. 1-0, swinging fly ball right center on the warning track at the wall, leaping and caught by Lorenzo Cain, and this one is over. Oh, baby! Lorenzo Cain up against the wall in deepest right center. Make that catch. It would have hit and probably bounced over. But he jumped at that line. You know where that line is on the outfield wall that runs foul pole to foul pole. That's where his glove was when he pulled that one down to end this game. What a finish. At six in the ninth.
And the pitch. Hit in the air to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Garrett Mitchell! He just hit a walk-off out of air! And the Brewers have swept the New York Mets! Oh, my, oh, my! How do you top this one?
54th home opener in his career, 90 years young.
One of a kind, isn't he?
One of one.
That's what Brewers baseball is all about. Bob Uecker on the radio.
Thank you very much. Breaking ball for a ball low and inside. It's 1-0. Very nice gesture by all the fans who are in the ballpark here today. A very warm round of applause. And Stebbins is ready and delivers. Swinging and a rocket to right. Base hit. They win. Jake Bowers hit an absolute bullet past Harper at first. Jackson Chorio scores the winner, and they're chasing Jake Bowers.
You're around these guys every day, you know, to be able to, it's more of a friendship thing. It's not where I'm, you know, the local broadcaster anymore. I'm one of the guys, you know, and I miss the days when I used to throw batting practice. I did that every day for about 25 years and threw to the same guys for probably 15 years. And every day, that was my job. Go down and throw batting practice, get dressed, take a shower. Sometimes I didn't shower. And go back upstairs and do the game. But that's what I did. I mean, I don't even know now if I peed in my pants or if this is champagne. I don't know. It's I have to wait to find out.
There is no one who epitomizes a champion the way this man does right here. There is no one out here. What an example for us to be with every single day. Bob Uecker.